أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ودخل المدينة ولما بلغ أشده واستوى آتيناه حكما وعلما وكذلك نجزي المحسنين.
In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how the family of Fir'aun, how they had picked up the child Musa alayhi salam from the river. They had taken him to the palace. They tried to have the child fed, and they hired and asked different witnesses to come and try and feed the child. Allah says, وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعِ. We made it haram. We banned every witness from feeding this child until the sister of Musa alayhi salam came, and she suggested that she knows of a woman who is clean, whose milk is good, and who will be able to breastfeed this child. And she directed them to the mother of Musa alayhi salam, without them obviously knowing that she was the mother. And Allah says, we fulfilled our promise to the mother of Musa alayhi salam. Allah promised her, when Allah inspired to her to release the child into the river Nile, Allah promised her that inna radduhu ilayk, we are going to bring him back to you. And this is how he was brought back to the mother of Musa alayhi salam, his own mother. He grew up in the lap of his mother, and every now and again he would be taken to the palace. Asiya alayhi salam, the wife of Fir'aun, she considered herself to be the mother of Musa alayhi salam. So every now and again he would go to the palace until he was of age where he no longer required the milk. Then he grew up in the palace of the king Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now fast forwards, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us to an incident in the life of Musa alayhi salam where he is a mature, young, grown up man in the prime of his age. Allah says, وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ, when he reached أَشُدَّهُ. أَشُدَّهُ means when he reached his uttermost strength. He reached his uttermost maturity. أَشُدَّهُ. It is a certain age that you reach in your life which is referred to as أَشُدَّهُ, when you are at the peak and in the prime of your life, when you are most productive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken of different anbiya, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken of this age. Allah has not put a limit to that age. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not prescribed the age. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that it is the age between 33 and 40. The age between 33 and 40, that is when a person reaches his peak in maturity, and that is when a person reaches his peak in strength and his peak in energy. And that is known as Ashuddha, his uttermost strength and maturity. So the age between 33 and 40, and then after 40 begins the decline once again. So there is the ascension from the time a child is born, becomes an infant, then a toddler, then the age of adolescence, and then the age of bulugh and maturity. Then the person reaches this age of adulthood and manhood, and that lasts up to the age of 40. Once a person reaches the age of 40, begins the decline and begins the descent after the ascension. Allah says when he reaches this age, full maturity, wastawa, and he was a perfect man. Perfect man, Mufassirin explain that this is the age of 40. At the age of 40, you reach your perfection. Perfection in maturity, perfection in every aspect and every regard. That is when you are at your peak. At that age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. We gave to Musa alayhi salam حُكْمًا. حُكْمًا literally translates as wisdom, yet referring to prophethood. So at that age, the age between 33 and 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with prophethood, وَعِلْمًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with knowledge. Knowledge, the knowledge of the divine scripture. عِلْمًا here refers to a sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a sharia, the knowledge of the divine book. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is how we reward the good doers. If you will live your life in a way that is pleasing to Allah, all the way right up to this age, Allah ta'ala will bless you with special knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with special understanding when you reach this certain point in your life. Allah says, and like that, similarly, we reward all those who do good. Allah now speaks of an incident. Musa alayhi salam, according to some mufassireen, he already pronounced his prophethood, and he already started inviting people to the deen of Allah. This is something Fir'aun did not like, and Fir'aun wanted him killed. But his mother or his stepmother, Asiya, the one who adopted him, Asiya alayhi salam, she prohibited the king. And she requested and pleaded with Fir'aun that he should not kill this child whom she adopted. So he agreed not to kill Musa alayhi salam, but he sent him in exile. He had him sent away from the palace, and in fact out of the city of Egypt. So now and again he would come into the main city of Egypt to attend to certain errands and to purchase and buy certain requirements and needs that he had. He would come from wherever he was in hiding, he would come and attend to his need, but he would come at a time when people were unaware, people were in a state of ghafla, when most of the people were asleep and taking rest, and that was in the afternoon at the time of siesta. Allah explains, once he came, during that time he came into the city, وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةِ. Allah says he entered the main city of Egypt, when عَلَىٰ حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا, at the time when its people were in a state of unawareness. They were taking rest, it was hot, it was the afternoon siesta nap that they were taking, so everyone was in a state of unawareness. Musa alayhi salam could come that time into the city and no one would really notice. فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا رَجُلَيْنِ يَقْتَتِلَانِ. When he came into the city at that time, he found there were two men who were fighting with each other. هَذَا مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ عَدُوِهِ. The one man was from his group. From whose group? From the group of Musa alayhi salam, meaning he was a Muslim, and he had accepted the deen with which Musa alayhi salam had come, and he was from the Shia of Musa alayhi salam, meaning from the group of Shia alayhi salam, from the group of Musa alayhi salam, he was a disciple of Musa alayhi salam. The second person with whom he was fighting was a man from the enemy of Musa alayhi salam. He was no ordinary man. In fact, he belonged to the special forces of Fir'aun. فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيَعَتِي عَلَى الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِهِ. So the one who was from his group, he sought help from Musa alayhi salam against the one who was the enemy of Musa. He sought help, he shouted out to Musa alayhi salam, "Oh Musa alayhi salam, I need your help against this man. I belong to your group while he is your enemy." فَوَكَذَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. Musa alayhi salam, when he approached, he wanted to discipline this man who was from his enemy, so he boxed him. فَوَكَذَهُ, وَكَذَهُ means he punched him with his fist. He boxed him, فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ, and he finished him off. Unintentionally, Musa alayhi salam wanted to discipline him, but Musa alayhi salam had such power and such strength that he gave him one box and one punch to his face, he fell down dead. That man fell down dead. فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. Allah says he finished him off. قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Immediately, although it was not a sin, it was not a crime, he was helping someone who was being oppressed, and he was punishing the oppressor, but Musa alayhi salam did not intend to kill him. He did not intend to discipline him to the point where he would kill him, so he felt remorseful, and he regretted over what he had done. So immediately, what did he say? He says, هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. This is part of the action of the devil. إِنَّهُ عَدُوٌ مُضِلٌ مُبِينٌ. Indeed, the devil, indeed, Shaitan is one who misguides, and he is a clear person, misguider, one who leads astray, and that is when he made tawbah to Allah, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. Oh my Rabb, I have oppressed myself, فَغْفِرْ لِي. And so forgive me, Ya Allah, for what I have done, فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we forgave him for this mistake that he had made. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful and most forgiving.